Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Abraham Lincoln said, "I will prepare and someday my chance will come." Some people have that pristine quality of being able to turn setbacks into comebacks. All the while, a sense of destiny enables them to navigate through the rough currents in life's tumultuous river. You can call it a divine characteristic. It stems from the resurrection capacity Christ imparts to his followers. Our guest today lives with a vivacity that isn't only electric, it's magnetic. You'll hear it for yourself. I want to let you know the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is simply and clearly to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That if you know him only from a distance and through the lens of other people's relationships, that you would experience a personal relationship of the love and grace and power and restoration that can be found in Jesus Christ. And if you're walking with him or doing your best to walk with him, maybe you've stumbled a few times along the way, maybe you've experienced some bumps and bruises, that you would experience his restoration and walk stronger with him and be encouraged and inspired. Don O'Brien is heard every day on 95.5 FM, The Fish, that special morning show, the dawn of a new day. She's there in the fish tank. On her last feature with us, she shared how Christ reached her while she was growing up in Hilo. A riveting story, a story that has been used by the Lord and continues to do so, and it seems as though the Lord is, not seems, he is, opening up more and more doors of opportunity for her to share. And it's a life transformational story. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear it in its entirety. Today, she's here to share with us more. I love more. Sometimes I have that, maybe you can relate with me, almost an insatiable desire for more of God's blessings, more of God's grace. You know what I'm talking about. Her career has risen to heights and impact with greater reach and power. And Dawn is with us today. Dawn, welcome to our show.
Aloha. It's the dawn of another beautiful day in God's picture-perfect paradise. Nay, hello, Mr. Danny Yamashiro.
I love it. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for blessing our listeners with that special hallmark greeting that only you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I have had a lot of people walk up and mimic it or try to bless me back with it all the way down to the keiki. And I tell you, it does bless my heart. But the backstory on that is that when I speak it, I actually really do pray each and every morning before coming into the fish tank radio studio. And when I say that, it happens at the end of the weather, which happens every half hour at the bottom and the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, 8:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, all the way down. Every time I say it, I go completely into the inner sanctum of the deep part of my heart. I ask that the Lord would bless everyone within an ear's reach. That's the truth of that. It's the dawn of another beautiful day in Hawaii'i. And I always pray that it does bless the person who hears it. But when somebody comes back and says it to me, I get blessed beyond belief. Blessed.
Blessed back.
Yes.
Don, what unique doors of opportunity has the Lord opened for you recently?
Thank you, Danny. I got to say, we were talking off air and you reminded me, I think it was in July 2010. Mm-hmm. It felt like just yesterday I was on the Danny Yamashiro, the Good Life Hawaii show. And since then, the Lord really has gone, as scripture says, we go from glory to glory in his image. That it's always a good glory. Obviously, it's called glory, but he keeps taking us to new heights of glory. And God has really blown it up since I was with you the last time. I've been invited to take the pulpit, the helm of different churches here locally, whether that was New Hope Diamond Head, also went out to Hope Chapel West Oahu. Pastor Mike Kai let me take his pulpit. And then over just this January 1st of 2012, 2012 is an epic historic year for the world. I mean, so much so that 2012, taken even by Hollywood in a film, in a movie. And then I said all the way back to the Mayans with their predictions, you have Nostradamus. You have the Chinese talking about the year of the dragon. And yet this pastor, Dave Barr, lets me come in on the first day of this new year because God has a plan. The one true God, the Alpha and the Omega, our Jehovah, he is the one who has the true plan, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for a future and a hope. So I have appreciation and magnitude that these different pastors and churches and families, church families, asked me to come in and speak now. It's gotten beyond. And recently I was asked to come out, even yesterday, in fact, to come up to the state of Oregon and share at one of their Warrior Women conferences. I'm also going to be sharing at Doing Church as a Team alongside Pastor Wayne Cordero, John and his wife Lisa Bevere, who wrote Lioness Arising. So God is really taking it to levels I really never... I'm surprised. I'll just put it that way. I really am taken off guard because you heard my testimony last time. I was a begging young girl in Tonga in a third world country. How could God bring me this far?
As you say that, Dawn, it's just like you're riding a wave.
Yes.
You're just riding a wave and the swell is getting bigger. And I mean, just there's a sense that, you know, you're not trying to paddle a whole lot. You're just going with the flow of the Lord, the flow of God's Spirit. There's a ease. There's a way. It's like a moment where the timing of God's preparation is at a place of an outflow now.
Yes,
and it's very organic, very natural. You know, are these things that you felt the Lord was preparing you for at some point?
Well, first of all, I got spirit bumps. Sorry, I don't call it chicken skin because I ain't one chicken, Danny. That's not chicken skin. And it's not goose pimples because I don't like pimples or goose. But I call it spirit bumps because I feel that when somebody says something of a deep impact, that our hearts, we recognize, spirit recognizes spirit. And so I call it spirit bumps. When you were saying it's like a wave, that's exactly what it feels like in my spirit at this point. Because Danny, I don't feel like I'm even paddling to catch this wave anymore. It's the momentum is carrying me forward, the momentum of God's spirit. And if you had asked me even 5, even 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, it would have been impossible. 5 years ago, I don't think so. 2 years ago, maybe. And at this point where God is taking me to the great beyond, and I always say on the fish, celebrating all that is God and great in the 808 state and beyond, God is working on those last two words, and beyond. Yeah. And when you said the word more, our spirit craves more because God says he is an ever-expanding spirit. He is an ever-expanding glorified abundance, and he really is bringing this. Now, was I prepared? No, absolutely, I don't think so, but... I will say that there was a part of me that knew as soon as I said yes to Jesus at a very young age, back at New Hope Hilo with Pastor Wayne Cordero, still in his early 30s. Bugga still had hair, plenty hair, and was black back in those days. But of course, my pappy, Pastor Wayne Cordero, whom I love, adore, and respect forever. I remember when I said yes to Jesus that critical Sunday morning, I knew somewhere in a deep part of my spirit that this was going to go beyond me. It had to, because God is beyond.
You know, somebody today is maybe in a, you know, we go through a season of, we could call it, you know, being in the area of no man's land, so to speak, where you sense things early on. And they're just things that sometimes we don't even talk about it because... it would sound crazy, you know. We feel by saying it, we might even lose whatever "quote unquote" credibility we have.
Right.
But it's this. it's this churning of faith that we have within our soul, and the Spirit will give us certain promptings and certain a sense to see that there's more.
Yes.
There's more that God has. And there are also times when it seems completely opposite from the direction that we're going, and yet the Lord will remind us. Someone today may be going through that. They might feel like they're not on the mountaintop, or they're not riding the wave. Sometimes they're paddling so hard, they're getting exhausted, and they're wondering, how do you catch God's wave? Because I'd sure like to do that. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Don O'Brien about sensing things earlier in life. When she began to sense those things, she gave us a little bit, but how? How did she sense it? How did she begin to make any semblance of reasoning out of it, that God was really doing something in her life through the experiences that she was having? Perhaps today, as you listen and as we take our break, you'll consider how some things are beginning to connect. Maybe how things that you didn't expect to connect are starting to connect, or maybe even are hoping. We're talking about some intangible things, but by faith you can see it, and over time, by the grace of God, you're able to begin to experience it. And not only do you experience it, but others around you, affirming that you're truly living in a new reality. You may be on the very threshold of that. When we come back, we'll hear more from Don O'Brien. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It is the intersection of faith and real life. Faith, when you're seeing something that really doesn't exist, it emanates out of a hope that comes from within your very soul, and yet sometimes it's moments, it's years, it's sometimes decades before you begin to see things come together. Dawn O'Brien is here. She's our featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and we're talking about the deep stuff today. If you've ever wondered, hey, can we go deeper? Can we get real practical and applicational in our sharing? Absolutely, yes. You're listening to Dawn share as she's experienced in her life of faith, how God has prepared her and even whispered to her very gently things when she was very young, and periodically from time to time, the Lord would whisper again and again. And she's beginning to live. We've used this symbolism of the wave, that literary picture of a wave just carrying her along. You might be thinking, hey, I'm just tuning in right now. Can I get the rest of the show? How can I hear that earlier part? Or how can I hear her testimony? This is her second time being here on the show, being featured. You can get it all at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You just go to the site, click on Dawn O'Brien, type her name in there, and her show will come up. Her testimony, her story of how Christ grabbed a hold of her with his gentle, loving hands and brought a new hope and new dreams and a new life. And now that life is impacting many people. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa, the dentists, and Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon. A big mahalo to them. And for those of you, our listeners, who have joined our listener support team, a big thank you to you as well. Dawn, the whispering of God, how the Lord speaks to us. You give a little hope to a young child. You give a little hope to a young woman, even a young man, and maybe somebody in the middle age, maybe somebody who needs hope even in the latter years of life, right now, right today, connecting those pieces about the sensing of God. You said you heard the Lord, you could sense things. How did God begin to work those things out over the years?
Well, I first saw her on television in the 1970s. Spank, spank, Wonder Woman! And those of you who were alive back in the day when Linda Carter sported the breastplate of righteousness as well as the full armor of God as Wonder Woman on TV, when I saw that, Danny, I joke about it a lot. I even play the song on my show, Dawn of a New Day, but I'm serious. I somehow knew in my spirit that God created me to be a superhero, just like Wonder Woman was and is and forever will be. That I knew that somewhere inside of us, as human beings, we always know the sense of right and wrong. We know when we're doing right or wrong, whether we're Christians or not. We know this. We also have a sense of today and eternity. I think God has programmed that into our hearts. And so somehow we know our destiny because God has a plan for us. We know the destiny somewhere deep inside of us, and that seed begins to either grow and be nurtured, or sometimes, as it was in my life, it takes a detour or rerouting because of the way that it has to go through a divorce. I went through some childhood trauma, abuse, even sexual abuse. And yet God still has that plan. That plan stands because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The God who was and is to come does not change. He is not changing. And so I knew when I saw her, somehow I was going to be just like her. In fact, I'll get all the kids from around our neighborhood right there in Paradise Park on the big island in Kea'au, and I was Bossy Lonnie, the leader of the whole gang. Boys, girls, everybody come. If your mom and dad are free, they best come too. And I was going to jump off the house. That was my job that day because I knew that God had made me special. And so I jumped off the house by his miracle and grace. I didn't break both legs. I only just scratched myself up with all of the, you know, the green olivines in my leg and all of the asphalt. But as I grow up and I look back, you know, I went through a detour because there is a Terminator, and I call it the Terminator effect, who comes back in time because he also knows God's plan for us, and he tries to steal, kill, and destroy the seed of destiny that God has sown. And so though he tried to rip it out of the soil, the good soil that God has given us in our hearts, I knew that it was still there. And so when God brought me back to him when I was about 14, 15, and then 16 years old, I started ripping for Jesus. When I said yes to the Lord took me forward, and he said, the Terminator tried to take you out of the game, get back in the game. Slowly but surely, and you know, the number one question you probably hear as a pastor, I hear as a Christian, and people think that I'm a deep Christian, not really, just the foremost of sinners who understands that God is a good God. They ask you, how do you hear God? How do you hear his voice? You just tend to know because you've been reading in your word, and Pastor Wayne Cordero raised me to read the word daily. I fall far short of that glory and that little line of every day, but I still read the word. And it's like carrying the big boom box on your shoulder. You start to hear the music loud enough and long enough that now when I go out and I don't have the boom box of my Bible next to my head, I can still hear the Lord's voice. I still know when he's saying, not this way, this way. Don't choose the good, only choose the best. Walk in this way. Know ye the way and walk in it, that I may bless you. And so God has gotten to the point where only a few times has his literal voice called to me. And one of them, ironically enough, as I'm talking about Bible reading every day, I was in college up at UH Manoa, and I heard Pastor Wayne talking about devotions daily. Lord, wake me up tomorrow. I have an 8 o'clock class at UH Manoa. Please wake me up. I want to honor you this year. This is a new year. I want to be fresh for you. And so next morning, I hear construction guys outside my window. I was at Hale Wailani, and I was on the seventh floor, calling up to me at 4 a.m. Don O'Brien. Oh, early out for construction guys. So I went out to the window, looked down. Nobody was there. To this day, I know I heard the voice of the Lord call me and say, get up, time to get up. And so I got up, I got to my knees and started praying right there on my dorm bed. And about 4 hours later, when I woke back up, I had fallen asleep, kneeling, trying to wake up for devotions. And all of that to say that, yeah, I do try to read my Bible, know the voice of the Lord. And he will reach out to us on a rare occasion, even in his physical voice. But Danny, I think when we begin to read the voice of the Lord in the Bible in black and white, we will grow accustomed to his voice on a daily basis. God is faithful. He broadcasts all the time, just like he does on radio. He's always speaking.
Yeah.
But are we tuned in to the right station?
And there is that yearning, that hunger for people to want to hear.
Yes.
And he's speaking.
Yes.
Like you said, and wow, he can even speak like a construction worker, local style, and wake you up.
Get up, Brady!
He speaks all languages.
Yes, even pidgin, Loretta.
You've been positioned, in some instances repositioned, for the way the Lord is going to use you. He blessed you, and he's positioned you to be a conduit of his blessings. To people in growing numbers through the media of radio, your speaking ministry. As you do that, Don, what do you feel or what have you seen as some of the deep needs of people, deep needs of those that you share with?
Wow, so many things, Danny. But even on the line of what we were just talking about, and you were asking me, how do you know the word of the Lord or the destiny? How does he keep taking you forward?
Yeah.
There comes a point, and this happened to me even in this last Christmas season, where I even get tired. And, of course, I get up and I'm dawn of a new day in Hawaii, all that is God and great in the 808 state and beyond. I feel that my charge is to be Hawaii's cheerleader, to wake them up in the morning, to be an alarm clock with a nice voice so you don't slap my head because I'll slap you back. Nah, just kidding. But I always think that's kind of my charge, is to help rouse and wake up, rise and shine Hawaii State. There are times when I get hard-hearted, Danny. There was once a point when I was co-hosting with Pastor Wayne Cordero, our talk show, which was Connecting Point, and I off air, I looked to my pappy pastor, a man I highly respect and adore, and we would have the best talks off air. You know how that goes, right?
Yes,
the
yes.
real deal conversations. And I said to him, Pastor Wayne, what's the hardest part of your schedule? Because I was on staff with him. I worked in his office, in his actual senior pastor office with him, and his secretary at the time was Carol Ann Shima. And I asked him, what's your hardest part? Because I saw his schedule, and even when we were taking a two-minute off-air break, I could see the weariness growing on him. And I almost thought, Dad, how can I help you more?
Yeah.
And he said, Don, the hardest part of my ministry is keeping a soft heart. And he said, and that's not to say I've grown hard-hearted against the Lord or his people, but you want to love the Lord with such a transparency and with a softness. And he his hero is David of the Bible, the man after God's own heart. And he would say, I want to keep that heart after the Lord at all times. And there's just times when you grow physically weary, and you grow weary of always being a pep talker and a cheerleader. And this is now me, Dawn O'Brien, speaking. During Christmas, I'm the Christian DJ on the local Christmas Christian station, the only live local station. I'm here to inject Jesus' joy into everyone's day, but I myself was flagging in spirit. And there are times I think, even in my friends, when I hear some of the cries of their hearts, whether it's women or even some guys, saying, I'm getting to be really weary. I'm a weary warrior or a hurt heart. There's been some heartbreak. There's been some disappointment in other people in ministry or in my church.
Yes.
Even can hurt me. And what do I do at that point? How do I keep charging forward every morning and rise and shine and give God the glory? How do I keep living out my destiny? That's one of the things I struggle with almost on a regular basis, unfortunately, Danny. And yet I keep having to just sink to my knees. First thing in the morning, I get to my knees. I think there are seasons when we're going to go through, as Scripture says in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of disappointment, the shadow of betrayal from those closest to me, that yea, though I walk through that valley, there's a shadow because the sun is sovereign above it. And that's the word I carry with me. And I just go, God, I know that this season it might take a second, maybe it'll take a day or a week, or maybe it's a season of just feeling a little off, but I still love you and you still love me, and it's going to work itself out.
It's that level of sincerity, transparency, I think, Dawn, that has given you, and God has used it and enabled you to connect. You talked about connecting point, but to connect with hearts. People are very sensitive. We're sensitive whether we realize it or not. We're sensitive whether we articulate it or not. We're sensitive. We sense. We know. We're people of feeling too. And it's this genuineness that you have, this openness that God uses to connect with people. Sometimes in Christianity, in religion, it becomes that. It becomes so superficial. Yes. We're working ourselves up to put on a show, and yet it's the heart-to-heart thing that you have, and you do it with a professional excellence, and that's a very unique combination that exists as well. Dawn O'Brien, I mean, you get to hear her every day, and I'm privileged to have her in studio today to share heart-to-heart with you, because sometimes in our transparency, we hold it back because, if you're like me, insecure. I want people to see what I want them to see, but not get too close, because if you really see what's in there, you might not like it, or you might not approve of it, or you might reject it. Oh, man, and I'll be brokenhearted, and then my heart will get hard, and oh, you know what? So let's just keep it on the surface. But God is much deeper than that. That's why he can heal. That's why he wants to heal. And he wants to touch you. He's chipping away on some little hardness that exists in your life, perhaps at this very moment. When we come back from our break, Dawn, we'll share more. We'll go deeper. We're trying to get the root systems of our lives into deeper levels, perhaps so deep that we can touch some underwater rivers. Can you imagine that, when the rivers of the Lord underground begin to nourish you? You get nourished underground with those underwater streams, and you begin to flourish. Flourish in ways that you would have never imagined. The Lord has brought some special people into Dawn's life as well. We'll talk about, she has a best friend. She'll talk about her best friend when we come back. That and many more other insights that will benefit you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the seasons of life. Spring, summer, winter, fall. What season are you in? You know, we go into all different, we experience all different kinds of seasons in our lives at different times. Sometimes they mix and match. Sometimes they don't match and they just mash, all mashed together. Well, the Lord is interested in our lives in every and any season. And that's why he's interested in you right where you are at this very moment. And he's brought Don O'Brien into our studio today. It's a divine moment when you hear her share. The Lord will speak through her in words of encouragement and hope, words that will inspire you, and just take it as a gift from God. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Don O'Brien. And as you hear, perhaps you may wonder about, hey, where did all this come from? There's such dynamism that exists here. Well, sometimes dynamism comes through periods of solitude, even times of loneliness, even times when we cannot explain why we go through and why we do what we do. But you know, God is a God of grace, and God's grace is extended to you at this very time. You want to hear more? You can find out more. Hear the whole program at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And you can even hear part one of this two-part special with Don O'Brien, where Don actually shares her testimony of how she came to know the Lord and how the Lord brought her through pain into the woman of God that she is today. Don, the Lord has brought some very important people in your life. And God is a God of, he's strategic too. Mm-hmm. He knows what we need, when we need it, and if we'll only be so open to receive. But you have a special friend. She's, you know, you're clear. She's your best friend. I mean, you guys, it's deep. Yes. Talk to us about your friend.
Well, as peanut butter has jelly, or as peanut butter has chocolate, even better, that peas have carrots, me and Jenny go together, and Jenny Moonsung is my BFF that God really has given me forever. I met her back at UH. We were both young kids back then, graduate students at the speech program at UH Manoa, and I've known her almost 2 decades now, Danny. Yeah, we're getting that old. She was actually a young kid, and I was old already, but Jenny Moonsung, my best friend, actually works at the Croc Center, which is over the Salvation Army Community Center. Mm-hmm. And the reason I thought about this, because I was just sitting at a lunch with some of my other dear friends, and they heard this question, and they said, oh, I know what the answer is. It's the fact that you get to be completely real with Jenny. And that person who answered that was my sister, Kiaka, another dear friend of mine. As you said, God strategically places a power team around you. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my sister. I said, that was pretty insightful. Why do you think that? And she said, well, you're really real all the time. I mean, I one of the favorite things I say when I'm speaking to whether it's youth or women's groups or any leadership, I say it appeals to be real. For us as Christians, and you just alluded to the fact that I was very real with some of the seasons of solitude, of silence, of loneliness, that when I get off air, I'm not the party girl all the time. There are times I just go into a deep time of such silence that it's almost like a depression sometimes. But when my sister said that Jenny is my best friend because I get to be completely real and it appeals to be real, with Jenny, we get to just wear my Boto Boto shorts. I got my t-shirt on. I usually am wearing a baseball cap because I'm hiding out when I'm out in public sometimes. And I just come into that holy of holy places. Now, as King David had a Jonathan, I think I'm the Jonathan in Jenny's life, and I get to be the King David in my own life, because I say it's important for you to be you, and then you got a sidekick. But in my sidekick's life, Jenny is my sidekick. I'm her sidekick. It's an even Steven thing. Mm-hmm. So with her, I get to go into the holy of holy, innermost deep place and cry. I get to laugh. I get to maybe crack an off-color joke that I watched Bart Simpson and Homer Simpson and repeat something he said that maybe I necessarily wouldn't say on 95.5 The Fish. But, you know, it's something I would say with my best friend. It's not crass or totally wrong against the Lord, but it's just to give you an idea that I can totally be all out Don O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the interesting facts about Jenny, I love to share this, especially at women's conferences, only a woman says something like, I want to have a good cry. You will never meet a man telling you, I'd like to have a good cry. I don't think you've ever repeated that, have you, Danny? Just, guys,
I want to have a good cry.
You've graduated.
I said it.
Usually it's women who say, I just go ahead and have a good cry. Well, with Jenny, I have my really great cries. I mean, to the point where I look like a sniveling orangutan. I'm making some kind of weird high-pitched noises, you know, and it's the breathing epileptic attack. And it's the full-on, I've messed up in this life. I've disappointed the Lord and his people. And she'll hear me through, allow me to finish. And when she really can tell I'm done, because I take a good long while with my good cries, and I can talk forever until Jesus gets back. And even then, he'll have to interrupt me. Don, we're ready to roll here. If you're ready, we're going to have the second coming home. No, Jesus, I'm still talking about you. So I take a good long time. But she'll look at me at that point, and this is the point I always make, and she'll say, but you look good. Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Don, you look good. No, seriously, you look beautiful. Oh, my gosh. And I'll wipe off the mascara and all of the makeup running, and I'll go, seriously, buddy, do I? And she goes, no, I don't know why, but crying makes you look so awesome. Like, you get a little flush, and it's like blush, and you're all, like, renewed, and your eyes are... And in that moment, Danny, it's the unconditional love of Jesus Christ that can love me when I am the ugliest mess possible. Wow. And usually I have messed up really bad. I have done some truly awful things to the point when many times when I'm preaching from a pulpit, when a man or woman of God invites me to come to their pulpit and share the word of the Lord, I have readily confessed, but I am the foremost of sinners. I really am. Hmm. I am she. I have messed up bad. And so when Paul tried to write that in his apostle in the New Testament, he said he was the foremost of sinners. He was lying, okay? I am she. And it might help his case that he lied about that, but no, I win in the area of sin. So I come and I do repent before the Lord, because another thing I truly believe, and this is just a free bonus side point, is that we come to church to be forgiven, to be restored, and to be resurrected. We don't come to church to be perfect. And that's why I'm a Christian, because I know the depths of my sin and how far I've fallen short, Danny. But every day that I rise and shine, God says that he still loves me, no matter how bad I've messed up, no matter how dark and deep the day gets. My God is still a sovereign, loving God. And that's what Jenny reminds me of.
That kind of friendship. There is a, obviously time is taken. Mm-hmm. You see, some people, they envy that. They yearn for that. Oh man, for me to experience, someone would say, mm-hmm. that kind of intimacy. Mm-hmm. There's a longing for it, and yet to bridge the gap of where someone might be right now to experiencing, because there's so much healing in that. There's so much acceptance in that. God is in the love of an unconditional, accepting friendship. And really, that's where iron sharpens iron, yes. So one man sharpens another. In this case, so one woman sharpens another
Absolutely.
Woman. What did it take to get there? Because somebody might not even know what it takes to get to that level of depth. Maybe even just to get halfway mm-hmm. would be a monumental moment of expression for somebody. What did it take for you guys to develop that kind of depth?
That's good, Danny. And I would point out that I am still single at this point of my life. My Jenny is my best friend. She's married and we are each other's best friend, but it's probably the closest thing I've ever experienced to marriage. And having known my testimony, and if you do need to hear it, I believe you said it's available on the website,
yes.
thegoodlifehawaii.com. But I went through such abandonment, and I mean a shipwreck of an abandonment, and then the burning of everything after that shipwreck, that for me, commitment issues are tantamount, paramount. They're huge. I fight to love, and I love to fight. And so in all of my personal relationships with men in the past, I have been the runaway bride 3 times, runaway from a fiance. I couldn't cross over the threshold of marriage. But with Jenny continuing to live out that unconditional love, and basically it's just drawing a straight line. That's what the Lord showed me. He said, Dawn, if you can simply love this person in a straight line way every day. Oh, Jesus, no worries, beef curries. Gaffum, straight line, bust out my ruler, check. I get this, A+. I didn't even have to do geometry, just draw one line. But there are days when that gets difficult, days when I've wavered, days when she's wavered. There have been a few times when, as I have commitment issues and intimacy issues, I have tried to run away from it. I told her, why don't you get other friends? Hello, you don't got any other friends. Why you always got to call me, bother me? And to be real, Danny, there were times I think I inflicted pain on Jenny or inflicted pain on different people to see if they'd stick around. I think I'm still living that out. So when mm-hmm. I say it's the closest thing I've experienced to marriage, that's not in a weird way and relational. It's just that God has worked out my commitment, intimacy issues in a very safe place with Jenny. And I know that that's something that people walk through in marriages on
yes.
a daily basis.
Yes. Daily basis.
And it can happen in any relationship. If I can handle drawing a straight line with a best friend for almost 2 decades now, and I being the utter worst case scenario of a friend, I believe anybody could do it, seriously.
Sometimes somebody will, they're going to take a step of faith. They're going to open up.
Yes.
Well, in that opening up moment, it's a sacred moment, and we got to watch mm-hmm. just how we respond. I mean, we've been on both sides, I'm sure, Don, where we've tried to open up and someone would just blast us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, that's it. You know, I'm
never again.
Yeah,
epic fail.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
You know, I mean, the window to our soul that we were giving you a glimpse at
yeah.
is now closed. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to, maybe if we heal from that at some point in the distant future, we might open up again. Maybe.
No, I'm not even going to say hi, Danny.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
So when you look at, you and I,
yeah.
I'm talking not only Don and me, but you and I, are listeners, as you're driving, as you're sitting at your desk, or if you're at home or in a hospital, or even listening behind a prison cell, or just wherever you're listening right now, you may be on both sides. You may be the side opening up, And maybe that's where you need to be right now in order to get deeper, to experience God's love and grace. Maybe you've been burned. Maybe this is a time to maybe try with that person the Lord has brought into your life. But if you're on the other side, maybe you've responded with a closed heart before, maybe because of some issues that you've been dealing with in your own life. Perhaps this is a moment where you can embrace the brokenness of someone else, and a marvelous healing can be experienced in both your lives as the Lord works in those intricate yet supernatural details of life in ways that only He can. When we come back from our break, we're going to go even deeper. We continue, Don. We want to get those roots deep. We want to hit some underground rivers.
Come on, bring it. Bring it on.
Those deep times where we need even more refreshment and more nourishment, but not nourishment and refreshment that we can give ourselves. We depleted of that. We need the stuff that can come from God. God's capacity, God's resources. And maybe today you're like, yeah, that's me. I want that. I need that. I'm yearning for that. We'll have more. Much more. More. More with Don O'Brien from God's heart to yours. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The cup might be, you know, filling a little bit. Well, we want to push it to overflowing. As we speak, as Dawn speaks out of her heart. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Dawn O'Brien. And as you come into this segment, as you're listening to me, you caught the last part, you're thinking, man, I need more. I want more. You can get the rest of this show and part one at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And not only that, more. There's more resources at the Good Life Hawaii Radio website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. There you'll find other programs. We've got a list of topics. Whatever you might be going through, You might have a background in the military. You might have a background in business, in education. You might just need a boost when it comes to sports. You know, sports is a big thing, entertainment, all kinds. Just check it out, thegoodlifehawaii.org, and let the Lord minister to your heart. Bless you. And not only that, more so, send a Facebook link, send an email link, send it to some. You can download. Our programs are now downloadable, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Dawn, you're a woman of insight. You're a woman of foresight. What word of hope do you feel the Lord would want you to give to someone who is hurting, worried, fearful today?
You know, Danny, I just shared for the new year that started 2012, this year is so epic and historic, and we mentioned it earlier, being even in worldly prophecy, not just godly prophecy, but the whole world is looking to this year. Even Hollywood made a movie about it. It's so epic and historic. 2012. Well, of course, we believe God is the God, the prophet to listen to. And as we enter into this time, it looks like hugely traumatic things are happening. We've got a great war, warming, not a great war, but a huge and magnitude size war is what I mean by great, in the Middle East, with Iran now opening up about its nuclear capabilities. We also have, you know, the global financial situation has gotten even more troubling, more traumatic. We're looking at so many situations, not just on financial levels, but once you impact somebody's finances, the number one cause of divorce they've researched is finances, fighting over money.
Yes.
And so we're seeing many of those shocks, aftershocks of that coming into our homes and the relationship between men and women and even down to their children understanding these tough times. And one thing I share on the fish that often people call and say, could you say that again, please? I just need to hear it. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. And it is our faith that will see us through. Tough times will not last, Danny. But our God is sovereign, and he is going to see us through this thing. The tough people are going to last because we're holding on to our faith. And the power word I've shared on that is I've gotten different leadings, as you said, that we sense the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Galatians 6:9, which always says to us, do not give up in doing good. For in due season, in the right time, there is a perfect God time for this to happen. The promise comes that we will reap a spiritual harvest. If you are a man or a woman standing in the gap for your teenager, if you're a mom or a dad who has been working as a single parent so long, whether you're wherever you are and you're in a place of pain and just you keep paddling, you don't see any progress happening, know that at the perfectly right time, our God sees your every tear, your every move, your every honored effort to honor him, and he will help you to see a spiritual harvest beyond what you can see. But you will have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to take that in. So Galatians 6:9 is the power word. And the second word that he has given me, that we are to be about the Father's business in this 2012. That amongst the 10 bridesmaids, 5 were caught off guard. They weren't even prepared. They were out doing something else. And then it also says in another scripture that you don't want to be caught partying and reveling. You best be about the Father's business this year. Hmm. That we, none of us can stand down. It is onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. And it's a war of unconditional love. That's all it is.
Take that word, that admonition from the Lord to you through Dawn O'Brien. Dawn, what about somebody who's searching? They don't have a relationship with Christ. Just not yet. Mm-hmm. But they're searching.
Yes.
They're looking. They want to know. What would you say to somebody who's on that search? What difference? How can Jesus make a difference in their life?
Wow, friend, if you're searching for God, it takes one step back. Repentance is not some convoluted, complicated, mystical, magical thing. You just turn around and he's right there. Jesus is one step backward. And when you lay your heart before the Lord, he will absolutely grab you up and embrace you and hug you. I always say that there is no sin beyond God's love. It says that his love is so deep, so high, so wide. Nothing can come against it, not even the powers of hell. None of the angels will touch it against us, that the love of our God will reach down and grab any single one of us. And I always say that our God, nothing will shake him because he is a mature, secure God. Nothing shocks our Lord, because the mature, secure God is in the nature of his great love that will reach into any depth. So when you turn right back around and you say yes to Jesus, taking that step unleashes the forces of heaven, and God bankrupted heaven and all of his resources to come for you, for he loved you so much he sent his only begotten son. He will send forth the resources. You just have to move to grab them. And there's a funny last quote I'm thinking of right now where somebody said recently on Facebook, I enjoy that pulpit very much, and they said, you know, we all say have faith for these things, and it's good to have faith that moves mountains, but don't be shocked when God hands you a shovel. So when you can take that step towards Jesus, but you better get ready to start taking some of those resources, like whether it's getting into a small group and becoming accountable to your brothers or sisters, whether it's getting into the Word of God every day, especially at 4 a.m. when the construction worker angels are yelling out your name, Don O'Brien, wake up! Whatever it might be, God is unleashing the forces of heaven in these last days to come and meet you at your need. You just need to step up.
If in your heart you say, yeah, God, you know, I don't understand it all. I don't know how to put it all together. I don't even feel ready. You might not even feel ready, but in your heart, you know that it's time. Come just as you are. You say, well, how do I open my heart to Christ? It's very simple. You just say, Lord, I open my heart to you. I receive you into my heart as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, and I surrender my life to you. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. There's a Get to Know Jesus link there, and I explain in even more detail. We've seen people even come to Christ through our website, and I've got a list of partner churches. I know the pastors, the churches. You can connect with them as well, and thegoodlifehawaii.org. Well, Don, it's been a blessing to have you with us. Thank you for taking the time. To invest in the lives of our dear listeners.
My sheer pleasure and honor. It is an honor to wake up at oh dark 30 and say, it's the dawn of another beautiful day in Hawaii. God bless you in Godspeed. May you truly discover all that is God and great in the 808 state and beyond.
And beyond, and beyond, beyond into, right into your heart. Because God is so personal. He speaks to you right where you're at, right now. In the next few days, you're going to hear other inspirational stories that elevate and enrich your life. This is the perfect time to share Christ's love with someone near you. It is a divine moment, a moment of destiny. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired to the Good Life Hawaii radio show every day. If you know a gripping story, you can send that to me as well. We'd love to pass that on as well. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Don O'Brien. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.